Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. There is an ongoing battle over net neutrality here in the United States, but let's step away from that for a moment and talk about internet freedom internationally, and not just in China or the Middle East, where internet crackdowns are frequent, but in Europe. Joining us now to discuss is Hiawatha Bray. He writes the Tech Lab column for the Boston Globe. Hiawatha, it's good to have you back.
Yeah, good to be here.
Okay, so you've written about this very interesting case in Austria, and Austria versus Facebook, essentially. What happened there?
Well, basically what happened is that somebody posted some really insulting comments about the leader of the Green Party in Austria. Please don't ask me to pronounce her last name.
Okay.
It's Eva something or other. And what they posted was really rude. In other countries, you have to start with the understanding that we're very much unique in the world with our First Amendment. And even countries that recognize a great scope for freedom of speech are not as open about it as we are in the United States. In many parts of Europe, you can actually even face criminal penalties for saying insulting or racist things to an American. Throwing somebody in jail for being a bigot would seem shocking, but they do that over there. Partly you've got the Nazis and the communists to thank for that. They've had some very bad experiences. So in
Austria,
say
the least, yeah.
Yes, right. So in Austria, when somebody said these really hateful things about this woman, they ordered Facebook to block it. But they didn't just stop there. Facebook already does that in many countries. Like, you can't see Nazi memorabilia if you're using it in France or something like that.
Yeah, because they want to comply with the laws of that country. So what's different
here? Exactly. Austrian court ruled that Facebook had to take it down worldwide, everywhere. They're saying, it, obviously, correctly, that if it remains on Facebook's computers, there are always going to be ways for people in Austria to find it. And so they're saying, ultimately, if this is illegal, you've got to take it down everywhere to comply with Austrian law. They're basically trying to say that Facebook has to comply with the laws of Austria, which are in direct contradiction to the whole American tradition of free speech, and would actually reach into the U.S. computers of Facebook and start pulling stuff out.
Yeah.
A similar case has already happened in France in 2015, and Google, in that case it involved Google, they are seeking to appeal. Now that ties into the famous European right to be forgotten. And you know, you can sympathize with that. They're basically like, you committed a crime 30 years ago and you've never done anything wrong. In Europe, you can go and say, please block that so that people can't see when they do a Google search that I once did this particular crime.
Yeah, but Hiawatha, let me just jump in here because sure. I don't want to leave the Austrian issue here before we're done with it. Is Facebook complying with the Austrian judge's order?
Well, it's new, and they are planning to appeal it.
Yeah.
They are going to fight it, and for obvious reasons. And I only jumped to France because that case, which happened in 2015, is supposed to be heard this year in a higher French court, where Google is saying, we'll delete this in France, but we're not going to delete it the rest of the world, because you don't have the right to tell us to do that. And the problem is, of course, that a lot of people assume that with the internet being so easy to access and so free, all these old traditional limits on free speech were going to be transcended by technology.
Mm-hmm.
And it turns out nothing of the kind is happening. Nothing of the kind. Each country is going and they're going to say, we're going to have our standards of what's allowed to be said here. And instead of us opening them up, they're actually proposing to shut us down. They're saying, we're going to use our laws to force your American internet companies to do things our way. And it's getting pretty creepy.
Well, yeah, I mean, so, as you're saying, obviously this is in violation of some core tenets of what we believe to be free speech laws here
Absolutely.
In the United States. And I hear you saying that Facebook is fighting back, but are there technical solutions to this? I mean, I know the judge is saying that, I guess the judge is saying that he or she doesn't believe that it's good enough that these companies should be able to, I don't know, find out through user data where users are in the world so they can block content selectively. That's not good enough?
Well, that's exactly the problem. There is no perfect technical solution to this because you can always find ways to access this data. The closest you can get is what they do in China. China, for example, has very strict limits. I mean, they control the network of the entire country, and they have cracked down on what is allowed to cross their borders and what is not. It's very difficult in China to say, well, I'll just go to the American version of Google and look things up because it's blocked in most cases. And there are these things called virtual private networks. Even China has has these set up that are allowing people to bypass traditional Chinese censorship. This year, the Chinese government just announced we're cracking down. We're shutting down virtual private networks. We're going to see to it that you can't see anything outside of our internet that we don't want you to see. Now, most countries don't want to go that far. So instead, they're saying we're going to force Google to take it off on their end.
Okay. So, I mean, to be perfectly honest, I don't feel often super sympathetic for giant companies like Facebook and Google. Yeah. But on the other hand, are they between a rock and a hard place here? Because, you know, on the one hand, they don't want judges telling them what they can and can't do with their content. But on the other hand, it's a business. I mean, could this have a negative business impact on Facebook in Europe or Google in Europe?
Absolutely. And in fact, that may be part of why this is happening, because a lot of Europeans very much resent the immense power of the American internet companies, and with some legitimate reason. I mean, Google and Facebook really are dominant in a way that hardly any companies in the world have been dominant in the distribution of information. And a lot of Europeans, not necessarily for reasons of censorship, are really creeped out by that. And they're thinking, you know, these guys have too much power. So that could be part of it. But the problem with that is, if you allow this precedent to be set, what happens when the Chinese come along and say, hey, the Tiananmen Square massacre on Google, that's not allowed in China. You can't do a search and find out information about the Tiananmen Square massacre. They could come and say, all right, we want you to delete it from all your computers worldwide. Can you imagine that?
Yeah.
In theory, they could do something like that, and that would be absolutely intolerable.
But things aren't... Go ahead, Hiawatha. I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, I was just saying, in my column, I basically say, look, there's no easy answer to this, because each of these countries do have national sovereignty. We can't just say, we're going to ignore whatever you want to do. But on the other hand, we can't let them tell us what we're allowed to do, given our free speech rights. So we're going to have some kind of international convention on this at some point.
Yeah.
It's going to have to be like the Geneva Convention.
Well, let me just ask you a last question sort of on the flip side of all of this.
Yeah.
You know, these internet companies, they already tailor the information that we get, right? I mean, they call it customization based on your user data. But on the other hand, like, can't you also see that as a form of censorship? Because Facebook's serving up what it thinks I want, but that may not necessarily be what I want.
Oh, no, that's a very real challenge. And look, that's one of the reasons I say there are no easy answers to this. Why? That's the whole controversy over things like fake news. Who gets to decide what's fake news? Exactly right. There is no simple answer to this, because they have to some extent, control things to deal with actual things like, look at the classic example of people murdering each other now on Facebook.
Yeah.
They have to keep a watch on what people are doing there, and they have to decide where to draw the line. So yes, they're already exercising some measure of control over that. The question is how far we want them to go, and what happens when it's being exercised by the government of another country that we have no say over.
Well, Hiawatha Bray, he writes the Tech Lab column for the Boston Globe, and he always asks the provocative questions. It's always great to talk with you, Hiawatha. Thank you so much.
Hey, it's always fun. Thanks a lot.